Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The largest changes to the production estimates were in the Southwest and the Southeast. Texas production was increased by 300,000 bales, while the Oklahoma crop was lowered by 50,000. The Southeast crop was reduced by 85,000 bales, including 50,000 bales in Georgia, 20,000 in South Carolina, and 15,000 in Alabama. Producers have had to deal with wet conditions across the cotton belt, and quality issues, particularly related to color, are more widespread this year. Ending stocks were raised to 4.4 million bales due to higher production.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Weekly export sales have slowed down in the past few months, but we still have a large number of sales on the books. Vietnam continues to be a very strong customer of U.S. cotton. China currently has 1.7 million bales in export sales commitments for 2018, but a lot of uncertainty still remains due to the 25% tariff. A resolution to the U.S.-China trade war could provide a boost to cotton prices by reducing some of the uncertainty in the markets. Turkey has been a very important customer of U.S. cotton for many years, but current export sales commitments to Turkey are well below the level in recent years since they continue to have major currency issues.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The new 5-year farm bill will bring some much-needed certainty and predictability to the U.S. cotton industry. The continued safety net is especially crucial as many parts of the cotton belt have faced devastating natural disasters this growing season, compounding producers' financial strains from retaliatory trade tariffs on U.S. cotton.